Tell me what. Shalom Aleichem. So, we were discussing this this chabura should be Le'ili Nishmas.
Fortuna Bas Nuna.
Yossi's mother, Fortuna Bas Nuna. Mitzvah Hashem, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. So we were discussing in the last year was the different option, the new option that the Gemara suggested on the Machlokes Tanoim between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim. Why was it that the Mishnah, the Meir and Chachamim debate the idea of Motzi Shemra being with 23 Dayanim or with 3 Dayanim? The Gemara goes back and forth, different options. Why all different possibilities throughout debates, all fundamental issues governing the issues of Dinin Nefashos, of different options, what Reb Meir and Chachamim were actually debating when they suggested, according to Reb Meir, that Motzi Shemra only needs 3 Dayanim, and according to the Rabbanon, Motzi Shemra needs 23 Dayanim. Again, Motzi Shemra was a case where a husband was married to a woman. He claimed, Lo Matasi Lebitcha Psulim, he claimed that you were Mizaneh with another man after we were married, and you should be killed. And the Gemara says that if he turns out that he was lying, so he has to get pay a knas of Mea Sela to the father, and he gets Malkus. So we went through a long debate whether or not his Edim were only Hakosha, they were neutralized, they weren't Hazama, they weren't proved to be liars, whether or not the Knas would exist. That was a Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam in the Sugyas in the past. And now the Gemara has a new option how to explain the debate between Reb Meir and Chachamim that goes as follows. The bottom of Ches Amud Beis, Rav Ashi Omar. I'll tell you the debate between Reb Meir and Chachamim. A brand new pshat, nothing to do with anything we've discussed about Hasra, about Hakosha, about Azoma. No, nothing about anything that we said, a brand new pshat. On Ches Amud Beis, but not for a long time, we're going to the last word. Rav Ashi Omar, Kagon, De Isru Be Malkis. Velo Isru Be Ktala. Says Rashi, what does that mean? De Isru Be Malkis, Velo Isru Be Ktala, literally translated as, they gave Hasra for Malkus, but not for Misa. The Isra be Malkus v'lo Isra be Ktala, the Havadai loy Miktala, el loike. The Ein lecha Misa's Beisdin, sheloy nemar ba lav, because savar lav shenitan la azharas Misa's Beisdin, loike in a lav, ki Isra be Malkus v'lo Ktala. Rashi clearly had a different girsa. If you look at the girsa, this makes a big difference. The Gemara reads the way we have the Gemara is the Isru Bey Malkus below Isru Bey Ktala. If you look at the Masoras Hashas in Aleph, it changes it from Bey to Ba, which has to be, and that's clearly what Rashi just says. Meaning, what's the story over here? The story was as follows. This guy claims that she was Mizana. So what happens when she was Mizana? She got Hasra before she was Mizana, right? Before she did her act. But what happens if the Edim goof? If the Edim mess up? What happens if the Edim say that this lav that you're going to do is not going to get what? Misa? But is rather going to get Malkus. They didn't remember what the exact onish was. So what is the din in such halacha? So Rashi says that's the case over here. Davadele mikdala eloloike. So at most she could get for such an action is what? Is she can get the punishment of Malkus. If they by accident gave her hasra that this is also what you're doing, but the punishment is not going to be Misa, but it's going to be Malkus. Again, the last sugya had what happens if they just say, you know, they say the wrong Misa. But now we're discussing what happens if they say this is Aser, but it's going to get Malkus, it's not going to get Misa. So the Gemara says, it's not on the table for her to get capital punishment for her to get killed. Eloloike, but now the debate, rather she gets Malkus. Because implicit, says Rashi, every time the Torah says there's a Misa's Bezdin, by virtue of the fact that there's a Misa's Bezdin, what do you know? You know that there's a lav on that violation. If it's going to get Mises Bezdin, of course there's a lav. If every Malkus has a lav, so Avada on Mises Bezdin has a lav, that's worse than a regular lav that gets Malkus. So says Rashi, so maybe you should get Malkus over here. Why? Because, okay, you can't give the full onish. You can't give the full whammy because you said the wrong punishment. But at least you should get what it is, that, as if it was a Malkus. Shalaynem erolav, because of her lav shenitan lazharis, he says bezin lokunolav, ki isru ba Malkus v'loiktol. But then Rashi says something that Tosis agrees with in the top Tosis as well. In order for you to understand our sugya, you need to take a side in a fundamental debate throughout Shas. It's the following issue. Lav shenitan lazharas misas bezdin, lokinolav or ein lokinolav. Let's say you have a lav, you have a losase, you have a transgression in the Torah, that most of the time, that transgression is usually what? Is usually misas bezdin. And now I set up a quirk that now it's only going to be Malkus. Will I get Malkus for that, or will I not get Malkus for that? So if you hold that Lav Shenitan Laz Torah Mises Bezdin, a Lav that was designated, that was created in the Torah for purposes of giving me Mises Bezdin, so then you can't say Mechlama Sayimana that I can also get Malkus to it, then you don't have Pshat in our Gemara. In order for you to understand our Gemara, says Rashi and Tosos, you have to be assuming that a lav, like znus, that this woman is about to transgress, that she's getting hasra for, that's usually designated to get misas bezdin. So now if the Aden mess up and they say that you're going to get Malkus, can we still use that lav for the lower level onish of Malkus? So Rashi has to say that our Gemara is assuming Lav Shenitan Laz Horas Mises Bezdin Lokinolav. This concept of Lav Shenitan Laz Horas Mises Bezdin Lokinolav doesn't only apply here, it applies all over Shas. What about if I do a transgression of Shabbos that's not so chomer, that's going to get Misa like Machamer? Will I get Malkus? The Gemara discusses in the end of Masechah Shabbos. Well, do you hold Lav Shenitan Laz Horas? If such a Lav is usually used for Mises Bezdin, can it deliver Malkus or not? Maybe not. It's a big debate. Rashi says the only way for you to explain our Gemara is if you understand that Lav Shenitan Laz Horas Mises Bezdin Lokin Alav. So therefore, even though they gave Asra for the Lav of Znus, and usually that's Misa, but the fact that they said it's for Malkus, alright, so we'll give him Malkus, because Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin, like and Olav. The only problem with this Rashi and Tosfos, although it sounds Mukhrach in the Gemara, is that we don't paskin like this. We paskin Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin, ain't Lokin Olav. That's the one type of Lav. There's many different halachos when it comes to different losases, when you get Malkus, when you don't get Malkus. One example we've spoken about is a lav she'en bo maisa. If you do a lav, if you transgress an aveira without doing an action, so the Gemara has a drasha, the Gemara says you need dumya de lav de chasima, the Gemara has a drasha that, just like losachsom shor bedisho, when you muzzle a cow, you're doing an action when you're violating that, and that lav is the source for Malkus in the Torah. So any time you're going to get Malkus for a lav, then it has to be a lav with a maisa. If you don't do a maisa, you're not going to get Malkus. If I violate a lav that has with it a rectification process, a lav hanitak la esse, I can fix the lav through an esse, like hashavas hagzeil, or like giving back ribbis, that's not going to be a lav that I'm going to get Malkus on. For various different reasons. Also a lav that I can give back the money, lav and ikon leshavon. There are various different halachos of different lavim that I don't get Malkus. One of the debates of the Gemara is, what about a lav that's also used for Misa? That's usually designated for Misa. Any of those types of lav, anita lazar is in bezdin, lokin alav, ain lokin alav. We happen to paskin, ain lokin alav, you won't get Malkus. Okay, Rashi and Tosis are stuck. Rashi and Tosis are saying, but if the Gemara is saying this is the case, that the case was they gave Malkus, they gave Hasra to her for Malkus instead of Misa. So, how many, so what? And then the Gemara goes on. So what's the machlokes between Rav Meir Chama again? Rabbi Meir Chachamim debate what? Motzi Shem Ra with how many Dayanim? With 3 Dayanim or with 23 Dayanim? So how does this explain anything? So it's a case where they goofed. They gave Astra for Malkus instead of for Misa. And what? Says Rashi, and you're going to get Malkus. Yeah, but how do you explain the debate? So the Gemara goes on. Second line. Ukamithligi beplugta de Rabbi Yishmal v'Rabbonon. Disnan, and this is based on the machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon. The machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanon, machloikis tanam about what? Disnan, as the Mishnah says, makos b'shloisha. Mishum Rabbi Meir omrim be'esrim u'shloisha. What? Right. Well, we come in with Rabbi Shmuel and Disnan, makos b'shloisha. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel omrim be'esrim u'shloisha. Right? Machloikis Tanoim. How many Dayanim do you need for Malkus? Whatever in the man that Machloikis is about. So says the Gemara, that's exactly the Machloikis when it comes to Moitzi Shemra. It's funny, it's the next Machloikis in the Mishnah. How many Dayanim you need for Malkus? So it's a funny setup of the Gemara. The Gemara is suggesting now, look, flip back to the Mishnah for a second. Again, the Mishnah that we've been talking about for the past few weeks, the third line of the Mishnah, "Amotzi Shemer b'Shloisha Diver Emir v'Chachamim Omer Motzi Shemer be'Esrim u'Shloisha." Machlokes Chachamim Emir, if you need 3 or 23 Dayanim for Motzi Shemer, then the Gemara goes on to say and says, "What Makos? How many do you need? 3 or 23?" Machlokes Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbanan. So the Gemara's suggestion, according to Rav Ashi right now, is assuming the next line of the Mishnah. The debate about Malkus is now going to be the same debate that we're debating right now in the case of Motzi Shemer, that what happened? Oh, I have to tell you a little more, says the Gemara, that the guy, that the Edom gave the Hasra for Malkus instead of for Misa, and now this is all dependent on assuming, like the Manda Omer, that holds Lashanit and Lazarus Misa's Bezin Lokinolov. Wow. That's a little bit like, you know, it's Rashi and Tosis. I don't want to start up with Rashi and Tosis. It's a little bit of a difficult shot. A little bit of an assumption on a shita that we don't even paskin like. A hard sell. Comes along the Minchas Klinuch. Right. Tosis asks that kasha. Tosis asks in Tzmura, why doesn't the Gemara quote as the example, quintessential example of Maitzi Shemer being Lav Shemu Maisa? No, but again, first of all, that's a good question. Because the Gemara never lists Maitzi Shemer. So, Kaisis asks, why didn't the Gemara list that as one of the examples of Lav Shemu Maisa? Which is true. So the Briskarov has an explanation. The Briskarov says that the Malkus of Maitzi Shemer, of the Baal, for doing his thing, for being Maitzi Shemer, it's not a Malkus of a Lav, it's a Malkus, it's like a new din. A Vayisru also, it's a new type of Malkus, like not a responsible Lav. But by here, we're not talking about the Lav of the Baal, we're talking about the Znus of the Isha. That for sure is of a Sheish B'maisa. But your Kasha is a great Kasha. Your Kasha is placed in Tmura's Kasha, that you need a whole Shtickle Torah, the Brisker Rav, to explain why wasn't it an example of Maitzi Shemra, and we're going to get back to that, later. But now we're handling the Znus. The Znus of the Isha is for sure Yesh B'maisa. Now it's just totally on whether or not you hold Lav Shanitan Las Horas Mises Bezin Lokanullah. So Rabbi Isai is a fascinating din. We've spoken about it in the past. I've mentioned this halacha, but it's something very important. The Sefer Achinuch and Shitas HaRambam, it's not of the opinion of all Rishonim, but it's the opinion the way we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, holds that not only to be boel and to have bia and illicit relations with an erva or with a nida or with an ashes ish, is an Isser D'Oraisa, but even it's Osir in the Mitzvah and Kuf Pei Ches in the Sefer Achinuch says it's Osir Shaloi Lehis'adein Ba'achas Mikol Arayis. What that means practically, you go through the Sefer Achinuch and Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, it's Osir to touch, it's Osir to hug, to kiss, to be involved and Lehis'adein, to get any enjoyment from Negia with one of the arayas. That's an Isser d'arayas. So comes along the Minchas Chinuch, and he has a discussion, Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches, a fascinating discussion. So whenever you're discussing an issue with being Baal and Erva, Says the Minchas Chinuch, Kedarko B'Kodesh, in his configuration of all these situations, he says, wow. So really, potentially, there are two things that are up for issue to be delivered by the Beis Din when you are dealing with this transgressor. And the Eidim could give Hasra for two potential issues. Number one, don't touch her. Don't hug her. Don't kiss her. Which is the violation of mitzvah kuf pei ches. Shaloi leis adin. Lois sikrivu legalos erva. Do not become close to an erva. And then, don't have bia with her. Don't actually transgress achrei mos, parshat achrei mos, the arayis. The actual gilui erva. Potentially, says the Minchas Chinuch, they might not even always be at the same time. And you could even get the punishment of one and the other, of getting Malkus and then Misa. One might be at the beginning, by touching, and one might be at the end, by the actual Gilui Erva. Frek the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Ches. If this is right, what I'm suggesting, so I have a kasha on Rashi and Tosis. Ulefim Asher Kasavti, Nisyashiv Heitev Mashadochku Rashi V'Toifnis Sanhedrin Testament Aleph. Why do you have to come on to a case that what? That it's talking about a scenario where the Eidim gave Hasra for the Znus and they by accident said it for Malkus and it's going according to Manda Omar Lav Shanit and Lav Taras Misas Vezdin like in Allah, which by the way says the Minchas Chinuch, we don't even paskin like that Manda Omar. Such a dachuk pshat, says the Minchas Chinuch. Why? Suggest that the machloik is like this. Ulishitas haramam ha'arava mechaber to the Sefer HaChinuch, hu bepshitus. Say the Gemara as follows. The isru mishum lav de kreva. They gave her asra that you shouldn't touch this other man. You're a married woman. The law is through Balakdola, and they never got to the issue of Znus. Imkein alabia chayov in Malkus lechud. The law misa, the chayv in misa shoygin, imtur in Malkus. So then what? That's the case of Malkus. And I don't need to what? To assume lav shenit and lav zaras misa best in lokanolav. I don't have to say that the Eidim goofed over here. I have to say that the Eidim said what? That you were violating loy sikrivu. That's an Isser D'oraisa. There's another, what the Minchas Chinuch is presenting for us is that there's another Isser going on over here whenever the Isha that's going to be Mezaneh is going to be involved with this other man, in addition to the Arayos, she's also going to be violating the Isser of Loisikru Legalo Serva. So why don't you just say that the Malkus in this Sugya, that's totally on how many Dayanim you need Malkus, 23 or 3, is in a case where what? They gave Hasra for a law that has Malkus. What case? The case of Loisikruvu. That's the Minchas Chinuch's question. And he's so bothered by it, he leaves Rashi and Tosfos off. He doesn't understand why they would say that the Sugya had to be, according to the Manda Omer, Lav Shanit and Lav Zaras, Mises Bezdin, Lokan Olav. So, and this is Lahalacha. We paskin like this. This is an Issa D'Oraisa for you to touch an Erva, for a married woman to even be involved in hugging and kissing. So I saw a following teretz. This is in a Sefer on Sanhedrin that was written by Shua Pransky's Rebbe from Ne Yisrael. Fascinating Sefer on Masechah Sanhedrin. Rabbi Rosenblum. Rabbi Rosenblum suggested a fascinating pshat. But the pshat is not only fascinating in how he was miyashev, Rashi and Tosfos, from this question of the Minchas Chinuch, but it really deals with something very fundamental with other areas of Shas in Maseches Yevamos. You see, if this is correct, that hugging and kissing and not only being involved in the Gilui Arayos Mamish is an Issur D'Oraisa, Negiyo with an Erva is also an Issur D'Oraisa, so you have a fascinating question that the Shara Melech asks. Ask the Shara Melech. The Rambam, we just said, is of the opinion that this Isser is not only to be Megala Erva, is not only to be involved with the Gili Arayos, with the Bia itself, but there's an Isser D'Oraisa also of Lo Sikrivu to be Nogei in the Erva. So how could the Gemara ever tell me that there's a Heter of Yibum? That there's a Heter to be bol and erva, yibum is what? Is that there's a din of esei deichaloi sasei, that the mitzvah for me to marry my brother's wife at the end of the day is now going to be override the iser of eshesach. So ask the Shaar HaMelech, I don't understand. But presumably, before you actually finish the process, you're going to touch each other. You're going to kiss each other. What exactly overrides the iser of lo sikrvu to the erva beforehand? And the Rambam holds that that's an iser d'oraisa. Ask the Shaar HaMelech. So the Shaar HaMelech suggests the following answer. Says, you know, in Shas, Tosfos a few times points out that although, in general, in order for an essay, a positive commandment, to override a negative commandment, to have the din of essay doichalois essay, they have to be existing simultaneously. That's what's called be'idna. At the time that you're fulfilling the mitzvah, you're overriding an iser. So the mitzvah is doche the avira. But if they're not happening simultaneously, if it's lo be'idna, so the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, and daf kuf lamed beis and beis, that's a problem. That's not esei deichalois esei. I can't put on my tefillin this morning and then decide to eat kosher, not kosher at night. Well, how do you connect those two things? Esei deichalois esei. However, the Baalei HaTosfos point out that the Gemara discusses breaking the atzamos of a Korban Pesach, which is a lav deoraisa, for me to eat the basar that's inside the atzamos. How's that possible? Ask the Baalei HaTosfos. At the time that I break the atzamos, I'm not eating the basar. It's prior to eating the basar. Zok the Piskei HaTosfos in Zvachim the following yisod. If it's impossible to get to the mitzvah without violating the avera, i'efshur b'inyan acher, that's also called esei doichaloi sasei. The Rishonim have this yisod also when it comes to the Gemara Baba Metzia about a Kohen going into a Beis HaKvaros. The Rishonim ask, you can go into the Beis HaKvaros to be Mekayim of the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Ask the Rishonim, but the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is only going to be Niskayim when I leave the Beis HaKvaros, when I go to the guy's house, down a block, and it's going to be 3 days later. How does that have esei deichaloi sasei to be deicha the ister of a Kohen going into a Beis HaKvaros? So Rishonim say the same idea. It's Efshar Binyan Acher. So that's why it's Esei Deicholoi Sasei. That's why the Gemara suggested such an idea of Esei Deicholoi Sasei. Says the Shaar HaMelech, maybe that's what the Rambam held as well. In the case of Yibum, the only way capable that I have the ability to be Mekayim the Mitzvah, to be Boel this woman, is if I have Chibuk Benishuk, is if I'm involved in the process beforehand to get to that stage. But if it's not going to be like that, it's Efshar Binyan Acher. Says the Shaar HaMelech to answer this question, Lechora the Rambam holds like this Piskei HaTosfos. That's the way the Shaar HaMelech suggests. Otherwise, he doesn't know how to get around this iser. The Beis HaLevi, Rav Yosef Doiv Soloveitchik the first, the father of Rav Chaim, Beis HaLevi says he disagrees with the Shaar HaMelech. He says we missed the boat. We misunderstood. There's two mahalchim. There's two ways to learn. There's a way to learn to say I have a kasha and I have a teretz to the kasha. The Shaar HaMelech had a great kasha and excellent answer and he took care of and he resolved all the issues. The Beis HaLevi and the Brisker approach is that you can answer the kasha by presenting and demonstrating that the kasha is not even a kasha. Not only answering the kasha and resolving the dilemma, but actually uprooting the kasha from underneath. Says the Beis HaLevi, he doesn't think the kasha is a kasha to begin with. Says the Beis HaLevi, the Shaar HaMelech, he misunderstood the nature of the iser of loisikruvu legalos erva. What does it mean, loisikruvu legalos erva? When the Torah says you have an erva, you have an arayas, and you shouldn't not only be bol the erva, you shouldn't kiss the erva, hug the erva, connect to the erva, that's also an iser. Sounds like, says the Beis HaLevi, the Torah is setting up ke'ilu like a safeguard. Lois sikrevu, do not come in close proximity, legalos, to reveal the erva. Says the Beis Halevi, what if there's never going to be a gilui erva? What happens if ultimately, when I'm going to be at the Gemar Hadover with this woman, it's not going to be gilui erva? Why is it not going to be a gilui erva? Because there's a mitzvah essay of Yibum with this woman. There's a mitzvah that I'm fulfilling over here. It's Yibum. Zakta Beis Halevi, then the Torah never introduced the first Isser also. It's only an Isser Loisikrivu, Ad Kama, that it's connected to an Isser, Legalos Erva. But if it's never going to be Legalos Erva, it's never going to be a Giloy Erva, it's never going to be a Be'ilas Arayos, so then you're never going to have the Isser of Kuftei Ches. You're never going to have the Isser of Loisikrivu. So says the Beis Halevi, I don't need Efsher Binyan Acher. I don't need no Shara Melech Toiros. I don't need no resolutions to this dilemma. There is no dilemma in the first place. Because the whole Isser Loisikrivu is Taloi, is dependent on the fact of what's going to be in the outcome. Is there going to be a Gilui Arayos here or not? If there's not going to be a Gilui Arayos, because there's going to be a Mitzvah Yibum, so then there's never going to be an Isser Loisikrivu. Zok to Beis Halevi, yeah. Right, 100%. He's saying that specifically by this Isser of Loisikrivu Legalis Erva. That was the nature of this Isser. It's a Chiddush of the Beis Halevi, but it makes sense with the Pshat in the Pasuk. Loisikrivu Legalis Erva. It's as if the Torah created a protection. Protection not to be Megala Erva. You want to explain to me that there's a Mitzvah Sesei over here? It's not going to be Legalis Erva? So then there's not going to be a Loisikrivu either. So, says Rav Rosenblum, apparently, you have a fundamental Machloikis between the Beis Halevi and the Shara Melech on what the nature of Loisikrivu is. One could understand the Isser Loisikrivu, the Isser of touching an Erva prior to the Bia, as an independent Isser. As an Isser that has no connection to the fact and the end game that it's going to be Gilui Erva, and therefore the Shara Melech was stuck with a dilemma, how do we get around that issue when it comes to Yibum and we have to come on to other solutions. Whereas others said it's interconnected to the Etzem Bia itself. The Isser Loisikrivu is Taloi, is connected, it's tied together with the Bia itself. So he says as follows. Perhaps that could be the suggestion to explain our machloikis between the Minchas Chinuch and Rashi and Tosfos in our sugya. What do I mean? Remember, we're asking the question, the Minchas Chinuch asks, why did Rashi and Tosfos have to work so hard to find the case of Malkus? A very simple case of Malkus. That the case of Maitzi Shemra was when they gave her Hasra on the Isser of Loisikrivu as opposed to the Isser of Znus. Well, is the Isser Loisikrivu a Motzi Shemra type Isser? If you understand Loisikrivu is interconnected to the Bia, so then you can understand that that's also in the Parsha of Motzi Shemra. That she started to be Mizaneh, but is the Hasra on the Loisikrivu aspect of the Znus, is that also considered Motzi Shemra? That only works if you understand that Loisikrivu is interconnected to the Bia itself. And when the Bia Isser is not going to exist like Yibum, there's not going to be what? An Isser Loisikrivu either. So if that's true, so then a Hasra on the Isser Loisikrivu is also Motzi Shemra like. Is also in the Parsha of our Sugya of Motzi Shemra. Masha Enki, if you understand like the Shara Melech, that Loisikrivu is an independent Avera. Happens to be, it precedes Gilui Erva. But it's not interconnected to the Gilui Erva itself. And it's not going to go away just because ultimately you're not going to have Gilui Erva. So then, it's just like an Isser Chazer. It's just like an Isser of eating treif. Loisikrivu Legalos Erva. Don't touch an Erva. What does that have to do with our Sugi of Motzi Shemra? What does that have to do with hasra on a woman that's about to be mezana, that you ultimately are motzi shemra, that she did this after hasra? How's that going to help you? That has no connection to our sugya. Perhaps Rashi and Tosfos never even suggested an idea of leisikrevu, because they never thought that that is relevant and connects at all to the parsha of Motzi Shemra. Because they looked at the Isser Loisikrevu as an independent Avera. And if it's an independent Avera, so it never gets off the ground to be the reason and the issue and the focal point of a Machloikis Tanoim between Rav Meir and Chachamim about the concept of Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra is only if the Isser that you're talking about does Nus type Isser. That only can exist if you understand, like we're suggesting in the Beis Halevi, that the Loisikrevu aspect of the Znus is connected to the Znus itself. And in situations where there's not going to be a Bias Aveira, there's not going to be an Issa Loisikrevu either. But if you understand that no, Loisikrevu is an independent Aveira, Leisikruvu could exist even in scenarios where the Bias Aveira is not going to be in a Bias Aveira, like a Mitzvah Yibum, and you have to resolve that question in another direction. So if that's the case, so that wasn't up for grabs. That wasn't an option ever to entertain in this sugya. And perhaps that's why Rashi and Tosfos never went in the direction of the Minchas Chinuch to suggest that the lav of our case was talking about a case of Leisikrevu, because it had no connection to the sugya of Motzi Shemra. Whereas the Minchas Chinuch perhaps could have understood that Leisikrevu was interconnected to the Znus itself, and that was a suggestion for a case of Malkus, and you don't need to rely on the Manda Omer of Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin Lokin Alav. That's the machloikis he suggests between Rashi and Tosfos, saying that our Gemara is according to Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin Lokin Alav, and the Minchas Chinuch that suggested that perhaps the Malkus could come from a situation of the classic Isser of Losikrevu, which will always be violated in every case of Znus. But the truth is, before we finish, you really have to ask an entirely different question, which really touches on what Eitan said before. There's another case of Malkus here. If you want the debate to be about Malkus, whether or not Malkus is 3 Dayanim or Malkus is 23 Dayanim, you have an entirely different option of Malkus that you don't have to come on to Lav Shenitan Lazarus Mises Bezdin, and you don't have to come on to Lav of Losikrevu, and it doesn't even have to be the Malkus that's going to be given to her, for her Avera of Znos. What's the other Malkus that's said in the Torah in the case of Motzi Shemra? Malkus on the man. Malkus on the Avera for the Motzi Shemra, what Eitan was asking before. Why do we have to be stuck in the world of the Avera of the woman? That she didn't get Misa, and she only is getting Malkus for whatever reason, whether it's the Yisro Losikrevu, whether it's the Yisro of Znos, but they gave the wrong Hasra, whatever it is, whatever the case is. Forget the woman! Forget the woman! You have a great case of Motzi Shemra that has Malkus! What's the case of Motzi Shemra that has Malkus? Not the woman, but the man! Why can't that be the Machlekes Tanoim of Rameir Chachamim in our Mishnah? That the Malkus was a case of that there's no Misa's Bezdin. That he wasn't even going to kill her. That what, but what? He gets Malkus for his Avera. So it could be. It could be. Let me just think if that works into the Gemara. Okay, the issue be Malkus. If they gave her Hasra for Malkus, and not for Ktola. So now we want to suggest, let's say that that's the case. And what? And the Malkus doesn't have to be according to the Mandam or Lav Shenitan Lazharis Mises Vizdin Lokan Olav. But even in such a case, the Baal should still get Malkus because he was over Motzi Shema. That's our question. Again, read the Gemara as follows. Rav Ashi Amar going to Isru Beila Malkus Velo Isru Beila Ktola. They gave her Hasra for Malkus and not for Ktola. And the Machlokes Tanoim is about him, whether or not he gets Malkus for Motzi Shema. In such a case. And that's the Machlokes, Remeir Chachomim, do you get Malkus with 3 or do you get Malkus with 23? So I was thinking that that might not be an option. What's the din if a Baal gave Hasra, if a Baal was over Motzi Shemra, but he never had the potential to kill this woman? This gets back to an earlier Machlokes. Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi and the Ramban and Rabbeinu Tam. Let's say he was Motzi Shemra, but she was never going to be... No, it was Zinza Tachtav, but she was never going to get... Let's say they gave the wrong Hasra. Right? Or another option, which we're more familiar with, the Edom of the husband were Hukhushu. They never got off the ground. They were contradicted. So does the Parsha of Motzi Shemra exist? So that was an old Machlokes Rishonim. That was a Machlokes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban / Rashi. Now, we want to suggest that the husband's Malkus, would the husband's Malkus exist in such a scenario?
When would you give him the Hasra to the husband?
When would you give them the Hasra? So the Hasra to the husband, he's not really getting Hasra because he really doesn't have a Maisa, meaning his Avera doesn't have a classic Hasra. His Avera, because he's not doing a Maisa Avera like Eitan said before. He's Motzi Shemra, so he speaks about it. So before, I don't think before he says that lo matzasi lebit chapsulim that they gave him asra on saying that.
Well, maybe when he
goes to Bezdin, he's encouraged to actually say it, and then if Edim come and he gets Edim to bring, and then he gives it, he never gets asra for it, and they don't even know what's going to happen, and then the Edim come out and they're found to be liars.
Yeah.
The Edim found to be liars, so then he has to pay. Not only does he have to pay, the Torah says a chiddush vayisro also. That's why what I said to Eitan before, the malchus of the husband is not a classic malchus. It's not a malchus on a regular lav of a maisa aveira.
Yeah.
So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, that's the answer to Eitan's question why the Gemara never calls the lav of Motzi Shemer a lav sheish b'maisa that gets malchus, because it's not a classic malchus. It's a chiddush hatorah vayisro also that he gets malchus. If that's the case, that Brisker Rav could be the answer for our question as well. You want to say that this is the old Machlokes or Meir Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbanon, whether or not classic Malkus is 23 Dayanim or 3 Dayanim? That's a Malkus for a regular Lav! That's a Malkus for a regular Isser! That's a Malkus for a classic Avera! Not a Chiddush HaTorah that the Brisker Rav is telling us from Gzeiras HaKosav VaYisru also that the Baal's going to get Malkus, so therefore it's not going to apply over here. That's going to be why the Gemara never opted to explain the Malkus to be the husband's Malkus. But the truth is you have another answer. If you remember from Shiurim in the past, we quoted a Sefira in Gemaras about the issue between Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban. When the Baal tries to kill the woman, does he have to potentially have been able to kill her? That it's only going to be the Parsha of Motzi Shemra when it was Hazama? Or even when he had blanks in his gun? Even when he was when the Edom were contradicting each other? Would he also be considered a Motzi Shemra in such a scenario? So the Ramban says that's wrong. If the Edom were contradicted, then he never tried to kill her. They never got off the ground. They never had a din of Edos. That was like blanks in the gun. Yet the Rishonim asked, the Gemara says Beferish, that what? That the Isser Motzi Shemra seems to exist even without killing her. The Gemara in Erchin says that the Isser Motzi Shemra is so chomer that even without killing her, it doesn't even exist. Yet the Gemara elsewhere, in Ksubis, sounds to be like it's only in a case where you're going to kill her, and that's why Motzi Shemra on Aktana is Ptura. Because you never can kill a ketana. That's the Ramban's Raya. So how do you have this answer to the resolution to these Gemaras, the Gemara in Erech and the Gemara in Ksubis? Says the Ritva, we quoted it a few times ago, the Ritva says there's no stira. There's different aspects in the Motzi Shemra. There's the Knas, there's the fine. That's the Maista Aveira, even if you weren't able to kill her, even if you only had Akasha, even if it not got to the severe case of having bullets in the gun, Hukushu. And then there's a scenario where you actually had the capacity to kill the woman. Then we're going to even give Malkus to the husband, says the Ritva. Then we're not only going to give him a Knas, but we're going to give him Vayisru also. We're going to even give him Malkus. So according to the Ritva's suggestion, that Malkus only exists when you're going to kill the woman, that would be an answer also for our Gemara. Why we're not going to give Malkus to the man, and that's not the Nidon over here. Because if the woman is not getting Misa for the Znus, then the Ritva says the Malkus on the man, the second punishment on the man, is not applied either. So that's just two other additional reasons why the Malkus of the man was not suggested. But the Etzem Yisod that we're pointing out over here, that behind the scenes in this Gemara, it could be the Machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos and the Minchas Chinuch about whether or not the issue of Lo Sikaru Legalos Erva, which we assume is an issue d'oraisa and would potentially get Malkus, why wasn't that on the table for the Sugya of Motzi Shemra, might connect to the fundamental machloikis of whether or not Lo Sikaru is interconnected to the issue of Gilui Erva, or it's a totally separate Avera and has nothing to do and it's not even intertwined with the Gilui Erva, and therefore it totally disconnects to the Sugya of Motzi Shemra in the first place. What's with him? He's coming back or no? Okay.